welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, this is the Vinny Gemmati Music Podcast, and I am your host, Reverend Clues, and welcome to the podcast. This is number 35. I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there. So yes, I will completely and totally apologize for not having a podcast last month. Real life got in the way, as they say, a lot of work stuff going on, and before I knew it, it was the end of the month, and I didn't have time to put something together, and I totally apologize. So I decided, you know, hey, I'm going to do a month off and enjoy the summer as it was for that 48-hour window. I realized I didn't have a podcast ready, so once again, I apologize. Sorry about that. That won't happen again. So this is going to be one of those ones where I start off with a story. And how I came to acquire this and what happened after I acquired this particular piece of vinyl for the new podcast. I actually had switched out a podcast that I was planning on doing with Olaf Sveen, my man, Olaf Sveen. He will be the next podcast, number 36, because I really wanted to get this one on the air and explain how I got this and what happened afterwards. So without further ado, my wife and I went to a couple of thrift stores last week. We had our 18th anniversary, and it was one of the things that we do on our anniversary. We do what we love to do. We go to thrift stores, go out to eat, you know, have a nice relaxing time. And we spent the day doing that, and we found a thrift store east of town that we had never been to before, that we had never heard of before, and we were very excited about that. So we went to that thrift store to start everything off, and it had a great, great selection of 45s and LPs. And I was shocked by this because I wasn't expecting it, but it did. It was just literally crates and crates and crates of music. Came out with a great, just about mint condition Sonny James LP signed by Sonny James for 50 cents, I think it was. I think I paid for it. So yeah, I was very, very, very happy about this. And I also came back with a few Edmonton stuff, vintage Edmonton pieces of music, including this one right here that I'm going to play. This is a 45 RPM 7-inch record by Rich Hazel. I've heard that name before in the past of Edmonton music lore, and it rang a bell, but not quite a big bell where I knew immediately who it was. But I bought it anyway, and I took it home. And doing other things while I was playing with the record, I went back up to my recording room after our lovely day together, me and Mrs. Recluse, and went back up to the recording room, started cleaning out all the vinyl records that I bought, the 43s and the 45s and 33 and a third RPM records. Started cleaning it out. This was the first record that I played. Now, I have to explain what I do when I get records that I by bands I've never heard of or artists I've never heard of. For 7-inch records, I will always play the B-sides first rather than the A-sides. And the reason for that is that the B-sides are usually where you get the true idea of what the band or the artist is trying to do. Maybe some of it's failed experiments. Maybe it's a great, great song that wasn't commercially viable. Maybe it was a throwaway. You never know. But love listening to the B-sides before the A-side because they're very interesting more often than not. Then I'll flip it over to the A-side. You know, the A-side, you want to sell a single, or at least back then you wanted to sell the most commercially viable, popular type song that you think that you can do as an artist itself. So I flipped that on the B-side, put the needle down on the turntable, walked over and started cleaning the records that I had bought that day. There was quite a few, about 20 or 30. Started listening, and it wasn't quite what I was expecting. This obviously came out in the 80s. From what I can remember in my bits of remembrance, because I'm an old dude, but the bits of remembrance is that this was a heavy metal band. And what I was listening to on the B-side was not necessarily heavy metal. It was very much of its time of the 80s. It had that I won't say artificial sound to it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's only from the 80s, it seems, but it's got that kind of a sound to it. But it was very upbeat, almost dancey. I think it was dancey or is dancey, almost like, I'm not going to say In Excess, but along those lines. But it has crunchy guitars with it. And I'm like, well, this is interesting. This is not quite what I expected. And I mentally put a note in it to say, well, I'm going to do this as a podcast at a later date. Went back to cleaning my records while the records played. And the record ends. I walk back over to the turntable, flip up the turntable guard, pick up the needle. I'm looking down at the record itself, and where it says B-side, right below it, it says 33 and a third instead of 45 RPM. Now, this is a 7-inch record. I'm like, okay, I screwed up. I played it at the wrong speed. Duh. You know, I'm an old dude, okay? Flip it to 33 and a third, put the needle down at the turntable again on the record, go back to what I was doing, started listening again. And, you know, it was a classic, or not at that time anyway, but now it's a classic 1980s heavy metal power ballad, not unlike something that Foreigner, for example, would have done. I think they're the ones that opened the door for that kind of a power ballad thing with I Remember a Girl Like You. I think that was the 45. But it was that kind of an atmosphere and a kind of a song. Again, perfectly respectable, very, very well done. Still, I'm going to do a podcast of it. But it wasn't quite what I expected the first time after I listened to this, you know, music at the wrong speed. So again, I listened to the song feeling really dumb. You know, I played it at the wrong speed at all. Song ends, flip it over to the A side, put the needle down, go back to what I was doing, cleaning records. And it sounded awesome. This was a great heavy bottom-ish, I won't say sludgy, but it had a lot of that grungy kind of thing that was coming out, not in the 80s, but about 5 years later with, you know, the Northwest, the Nirvana, the Melvins, the Alice in Chains, you know, a little bit more glammy. But that kind of a heavy, grungy bottom beat, it sounded great, you know, and I got excited. I think, well, okay, I got another one here. This is going to be fantastic. I'm going to listen to this one. Immediately, you know, put the Olaf's Fiend podcast that I had planned on doing on hold for the next podcast. Do this one instead, because this is freaking great. Listening to the song, cleaning my records, getting really excited about what I was listening to. The song ends. I walk back over, flip up the turntable guard, pick up the needle, and I'm sure you're probably figured out what I'm about to say now. Look at the label, and it says 45 RPM, and I was playing it at 33 RPM. Duh! Never had this happen before. I have never had a 7-inch record where it had a 45 RPM play on one side and a 33 RPM play on the other side. Never happened before. Boy, did I feel stupid. Put it on the right speed. Again, classic, perfectly respectable, very well done 1980s. Wasn't a power ballad, but it was a classic type of song. You know, again, you would not have heard, not unlike Def Leppard, for example, or Foreigner, for example, or Cinderella, any of those 1980s heavy metal or hair metal or whatever you want to call it type of genres. So let it, and you're wondering, I'm sure, you know, why didn't you check the label when you flipped it over? I don't know. I'm an old dude. What can I say? So, yeah, that's how I came to acquire this record, how I played it, and how stupid I felt afterwards after playing the whole thing. But I'm in a quandary now, because although the record itself is great, this is the band Witch Hazel. As I learned, it was quite a cult band in Edmonton in the late 80s and the early 90s. It still is to a certain extent today. Great band, perfectly respectable, you know, perfectly great music. I'm definitely going to do a podcast of it. I'm thinking about it in my mind. But I love that 45, or that I love that A side that was played at 33 instead of 45 RPM. But, you know, the band obviously did not desire to have their song, their A song, you know, that was the you know, pushed for a single, they'd be played at the wrong scene. And I don't want to disrespect the band doing that. There have been a few instances that you could see on YouTube of records being played at the wrong speed, and it sounds great. Like the Osmonds' Crazy Horses, for example, played at 33 instead of 45. I think Dolly Parton's Jolene was another one that was played at 33 instead of 45, and it sounded great too. But, you know, it was for much more for yucks or anything like that. And I don't disrespect the band by playing this on a podcast and saying, hey, this is fantastic. You should be playing it at this speed. So I decided, you know, I'm going to play the whole thing. I'll play it at the speed it was intended. And right at the end of the podcast, I'm going to play that A side at the 33 and a third speed rather than 45. Let you fine people out there get a hold of it and decide for yourselves. But again, I'm an old dude. Never going to happen again. I'm going to check these labels with a fine-tooth comb, put on my reading glasses because I'm an old dude, and read what I'm, you know, putting down on the turntable before I actually play the music. So, yeah, sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that, Witch Hazel. So without further ado, Witch Hazel is a band from Edmonton, Alberta, obviously. Again, I don't have a lot of info on it. I'm going to put some links to a proper biography of the band in the post of the podcast itself, so you can all check this out. It was produced on Hazel Records, excuse me. It was recorded at Camtech Audio, produced by Kevin Friesen and Cam Goose, or Cam Goose. Sorry about that, Cam, if I didn't get that right. Like, I always don't get this right, so apologize. Sorry about that. Let's see. Sherman Friesen is the writer on both sides of this record. Yes, I'm going to play the B-side first. Yes, I'm going to play at the right speed. This is a song called Don't Turn Your Love Away. Again, a classic 1980s power ballad by a band called Witch Hazel here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Changed my style.
Welcome back to the Vintage Amateur Music Podcast. That was Witch Hazel with the B-side of this 7-inch single song called Don't Turn Your Love Away. And again, it's a classic 1980s power ballad. Very, very well done. Very, very, very catchy. Just, again, perfectly respectable when it's played at the right speed, obviously. Sorry again. So the A-side, I'm going to play the single, I guess, a song called Bad Is Better. And again, it's got that rock and 1980-ish hair metal, heavy metal sound to it. Again, very, very well done. And without further ado, this is Witch Hazel with a song called Bad Is Better on the Vintage Amateur Music Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Witch Hazel with a great song, Bad Is Better. Again, it's got that 1980-ish, early 1990-ish heavy metal, hair metal sound to it. A great song, a really, really good track. I'm very, very, very glad I picked this up. Now, I'm going to play Bad Is Better at 33 and a third, as I originally did the first time. And I'm going to let you be the judge if this sounds palatable or not. I just, like I said, I'm an old dude. I didn't know. So I apologize to any of the band members of Witch Hazel out there. Without further ado, this is Bad Is Better at 33 and a third on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Yeah.
wants to champion me. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Witch Hazel at the wrong speed, 33 and a third instead of 45, with a song called Bad Is Better. And like I said, I'll let you all, you fine people out there, just discuss among yourselves the good or the bad of that particular version. I love it. I will play everything at all speeds with Witch Hazel because they're a great band, and I'm so glad that I picked this 45 up. And 33 and a third up, I guess. And Olaf's Fiend fans, yes, next week or next month, I guess, will be the Olaf's Fiend episode. So everybody out there who I promise would be Olaf's Fiend at this particular juncture, I apologize once again. So get your hopes up. I swear it's going to be out next month, right in time for Labor Day. Olaf's Fiend and Labor Day, I think, go together, so... That's it, folks. That's the end of the podcast. And I would be remiss, as always, if I didn't say yes, I am on iTunes. You should subscribe to me on iTunes. Yes, I am on the TuneIn Radio app. You can subscribe to me on the TuneIn Radio app. Yes, I'm on some version of Google Play Music. You can subscribe to me there or click on me there. And yes, I'm still on Podomatic. Where I started out, I have all my episodes there. And yes, I have the Vintage Edmonton Music YouTube channel that I also have all of the podcast episodes, plus all of the Vintage Edmonton vinyl that I wasn't able to play on podcasts and just didn't fit and all that. All of those vinyl LPs and 45s that have been ripped are on that particular podcast, YouTube extravaganza of Vintage Edmonton. So go check that out as well. Until next time, Olaf's Fiend fans, better get ready. That's all I'm going to say. Better get ready. Until next time, I'll see y'all later.